In 1651, a dwelling house and lot at this location were conveyed to Samuel Ayres and his wife Abigail Fellows. Captain John Ayres, Sr., was a prominent Ipswich resident who promoted the settlement in Brookfield and was killed by Indians in 1675 during King Philip's War. His wife Susanna survived the attack and returned to Ipswich with her children. Susanna's son Joseph Ayres constructed a house at the corner of County and Poplar Streets in 1693, and 8 years later sold it to Joseph Whipple, who did extensive alterations. In 1725, Increase Howe purchased, quote, a good mansion house from Whipple, and kept an inn in the house. After he died in 1754, his daughter Susanna Homan ran the inn. In 1756, she took in three French-speaking Catholic families who the British has expelled from Nova Scotia. In the fall of 1789, just 4 months after he took the oath of office, President George Washington visited Ipswich and addressed the people of Ipswich who had gathered at the South Green and partook of a cold collation at Susanna Homan's Inn. The inn was inherited by Major Joseph Swasey, Susanna's son from her second marriage. Serving as town moderator, he famously fell dead at town meeting in 1816. The house is now known as Swasey's Tavern, although it was owned by the Hurd family from 1805 through 1855 and was used as a dormitory for the Ipswich Female Seminary. The inn was a three-story federal-style building, but the third floor was replaced with a mansard roof in the early 20th century. Reused timbers in the basement are the only evidence of a first-period origin.